Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, 1 o'clock hour on a Friday. It is a fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. He has turned the lights off, Drew has, over in his side of things.
I always do.
After some of the conversations we had.
Yeah, I never wanted a new neon light.
It's a vibe.
We need to get a new one. Yeah, we've got three drinks out right now. Tell us what you made. We got Mackenzie Nelson from 41 hanging out with us as well.
She just got back from Cancun. Okay. These are tequila-based cocktails.
Ooh.
So tequila, orange juice, honey, and then like a tangerine soda, essentially.
Yeah.
Like a sparkling
It tastes like a refreshing drink. I don't even taste that strong of tequila.
It has a couple of ounces of tequila in it.
Oh, so I believe you. Yeah.
I guess prepare accordingly, but.
Really good.
A nice fruity drink before Memorial Day weekend, and we're all stuck inside
when
in the
it's
rain.
Raining.
How does this drink compare to the ones I assume you had on the beach in Cancun?
Not bad.
Okay.
You know, sometimes the drinks they give you at like the all-inclusive resorts, they're not the best.
You
know,
because
you're
down
drinking so many, right?
Yeah.
But you've got the beach in front of you.
Yeah,
so you know what? Everything's good.
It's fine. Yeah.
How was your trip?
It was really good. I did not want to come back. I will say that. I was telling
you just
Alex
to live
that.
There forever?
I'm like, what could I do here? Like, could I learn to speak fluent Spanish and, you know, maybe do sports there? And, no. It's not
they don't have a sports
I don't
TV
think I
there?
Do that. I have no idea.
Could you do your job remote? There are people in our industry that do the job remote.
I'd probably have to switch sides and be like sales or something. I don't think I could do it. But man, just imagine like taking your laptop to the beach and just working from there. Living the life.
I do that, not even the beach. I like to sit outside in like the screen porch and work sometimes. Like if it's nice outside, I'm like, I will not sit in here and work.
Get out of the building.
I'm going to go do it outside. I've long advocated for a patio here. I think we should
balcony.
I think we should just build a balcony and let these open up. One of those big, sweet accordion doors. We just open up during summertime. Oh, please.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd love to spend
their money. I'm sure the company would love not only that, but to have the balcony, have us drinking on a Friday by the balcony. I'm sure what could go wrong?
Every time I come here, you guys are coming up with some different idea for what you're going to do.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I think I would like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know, like, genuinely. Radio can't last me forever, right? I better start figuring out some backup plans before I get fired or something, you know?
Mm.
And so I was like, entrepreneur seems like the easy thing because I don't, not a great thing to admit, I'm not great with superiors. I don't do great.
Like to be the boss?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's that I like to be the boss. I just don't like to be bossed.
True, shaking his head too. I'm gonna let you keep going, buddy.
I love it.
So you know, feels like entrepreneur is probably the better route.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you got to be honest with yourself.
You can open your own business.
Yeah, but I think I'd prefer that.
What business would that be?
Don't know. Not the restaurant game. Too thin of margins.
You just pull off the old line. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Cody
not totally sure. Not totally sure yet. Working through that. We floated a lot of business ideas around on this show before, none of which have come to fruition yet.
Is there something wrong with me?
I don't know, man. I
asked that question because I didn't get butterflies when I was rappelling off of Arrowhead yesterday.
Wait, what?
So I did the down for the challenge, and I rappelled off the top of Arrowhead. And I just kind of like went down casually, like I was going for like a stroll in the park. I was like,
what?
I should be feeling a little more like
worried about this. Or something.
Are you good with heights?
Oh, didn't get the adrenaline this time.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Oh my god! And you're like in the harness and everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you were just fine.
It just seemed like I got down. I was like, oh, it was fun.
You
thanks,
were so
guys.
Calm.
It was fun.
I
but just like I didn't, you know, I didn't get like the adrenaline rush.
I would be panicking the whole way.
Just the whole. That's what he said.
I don't do well with heights.
Someone has to pay you to do it.
Oh, there's grand. For that exact scenario?
That exact one.
Oh, the price isn't even that crazy. I don't like heights. I don't do well with it. But like if you said $5,000 or $10,000, I'd be in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to be paid a lot. I'm not doing that.
More than $5,000?
Yes.
Really?
Man, $5,000?
Yes. What if that thing snapped and you just,
They got a backup cord.
Huh?
There's a backup line. There's two lines. The one you're using and a backup. Assume the backup one would catch me if the other one broke.
Huh.
Is someone that like, you know, knows how to do that stuff going like right down like
no, I just went right down by myself.
Oh,
yeah.
My
last year
you're
I went
pro.
Cuz I've done it twice now.
Pro.
Last year I went down by myself too, I think. This time Gold's right. There was one thing that helped, which is I imagine helped. There was zero waiting. I got in there, they put the gear on me, they walked me right up the stairs, did the quick training like, "Hey, what's the symbol if you go down too fast and the thing gets stuck or whatever," and you're like, okay, stick your arms out. And then I just went right to the ledge of the building and went down.
Yeah, you have no time to think about it.
I think it's
you
a cool experience. How many people can like, you know, like I bet a bunch of people would love like a unique Arrowhead experience. People like the tours.
Well, I mean,
it's
I think like anybody you could people, if they were willing to donate a certain amount of money, I think people could.
It's $500 if you just wanted to donate yourself, or it's $500 and you can fundraise, right?
Well,
so down for the challenge, so you can raise money for the Salvation Army that way. It's really cool. It was fun. I just didn't get like, I didn't get an adrenaline rush and I was concerned that meant I was broken.
This will be a response Cody would normally have, so I'll do it to himself on this one. So, and how much money did you raise for you to do it?
I raised money. I sent out my link and did all that stuff. I don't know. I haven't
how
checked
much money?
Fundraising. I didn't raise the full $500.
No?
I would have donated. I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
You should have had us donate.
Alex donated the last time I asked for money, which is for my kids, for the Major Saver
That's
card.
That's true.
I've already used mine like three times.
I haven't.
You know how many times I bought those things from like neighbor kids?
You only
used
it once or twice.
Yeah, I did it to support. I did it to support your daughter.
They got a ride in the limousine.
I'll be honest. I have not used a single one. Not yet. I know where the card is.
Maybe I'll use mine for. I've got one. I think one of the ones on there is Hawaiian Bros. Maybe I'll use that tonight.
Okay.
It was going to be that or leftovers for dinner tonight. So.
Well, at some point this hour, we're going to talk about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, maybe fiance, Jordan Hudson. I'm sure you're well aware of the story.
This is fun.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So we're going to get there. But the news of the day, though, is Hunter Renfrow being DFA'd by the Royals. We all knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't think it was today, but we all knew it needed to happen. Nick Lofton gets called up. What was your reaction to that?
I wasn't shocked. I mean, like you said, it's almost like we've been just waiting for the day to come when this happens.
We all knew it happened eventually.
Yes. I maybe wasn't expecting it to happen today, per se, but knew it was coming. And, I mean, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I think, like, individually, like, you know, any interaction with him, we've had a great dude and everything.
Yeah,
but you got to produce at big leagues.
Yeah.
You got to produce, and he didn't. And they, to me, gave him plenty of time to get it figured out. And this is the time where, in the past, they have made decisions on veterans that even if they have to eat some money that aren't performing. Hunter Dozier a couple years ago, and it was around May 29th for that, and here we are May 23rd.
Yep.
So this is the time where they, you know, like, you're not, the season's not early anymore once you get to Memorial Day or past Memorial Day weekend. But I was saying, I think, McKenzie, it's Nick Lofton, it's just kind of like a patch. I don't think Nick Lofton's coming up and all of a sudden the offense is going to roll. No, nobody thinks that. The organization doesn't think that either. But
I'm not sure there's a player in Jack Caglione. I don't know that I would just be like, offense fixed.
No.
Yeah. Which he's been fun to watch, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I think everybody's paying attention to him.
Have you guys, I know sometimes, have you guys done a story? Have you gone to like Omaha or Springfield or Northwest Arkansas?
We've not. Something could be in the works on that, though. But we have been like putting some of his home runs, you know, in our highlights and stuff just because people want to see it, you know, and you're seeing it on X or Twitter or whatever. And I'm like,
we drove down to Springfield to see it. We did the same thing, right?
That's
we had the 220-ish people or whatever that came down to do it.
Yeah.
It was fun. He had a home run while we were there, too.
That's perfect.
So
that kind of added to the moment, I suppose.
He's just exciting to watch, I think.
He's also, just to be, like, for whenever you cover him in the future, he is a humongous person. He is all bit of 6'4", 200.
You're looking up.
6'5".
6'5", 260 or whatever.
Wow.
His thighs were the size of Alex's chest. He also, like, he gave the firmest.
His legs.
He gave the firmest. Well, he was in shorts.
Oh, okay.
And he's just, you know, like, I don't think he could miss it. I think it's one of those, you know?
Okay.
I just don't think.
It's right there. You have to look, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Who among us?
In fairness, Dusty noticed that he shaved his arms. Like,
now, we don't have confirmation on that.
Paying attention.
We don't have confirmation on that. Dusty presumes he shaved his arms. I did not notice that.
Dusty was paying attention.
I did not notice that.
You might
and
need
we
to go back so we can find out for sure. I need this to be investigated. Yeah. I think you guys can do
Chris Batspeed? Less arm hair or something?
Yeah.
I hope it's like that. He's like a swimmer.
Yeah, you know, the swim caps, you got to shave all your hair.
You know, part of the thing with swimmers is they don't all shave. This is the thing I learned about it.
Really?
A lot of those guys look like they have no hair on their arms and legs because the chlorine kills it.
Huh.
Constantly being in the pool that much makes the hair growth really hard. So it's not even about that. It's just like the pool kills it.
Wow. I think you just solved every woman's problem that wants laser hair removal. Just go sit just in some chlorine
sit in
for
the chlorine.
A long time.
Sit in the apartment pool, apparently. All the time.
How did you find this out?
One day you said,
man, why do these people not have hair? And you just Googled it or what?
It was a former Olympic former Olympic swimmer talking about it. I don't remember why, but I just ran across it once.
It's a fun fact.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love it.
Everybody's excited for CAGS. I think we'll get a chance to see him at the big league level later on this summer. Dusty and I are heading down to Omaha next weekend to watch him play a little bit.
That'll be fun.
Or up in Omaha, I should say. We got Mackenzie Nelson from 41 hanging out with us here. It's a Fan Club Friday. Text line is opened up as well, 913-586-7965. You'll like this one. Says Sarah here, can you guys please tell Mackenzie that she is always the best dressed ever and she is gorgeous? There you go.
Oh,
positive text coming in.
So nice.
913-586-7965.
That's very nice.
Very nice.
Someone says, Cody, the shaving the arm thing is a baseball thing. Taping the wrist.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I haven't asked a lot of baseball players about whether they shave their arms. Do you want me to ask?
Now
a
you know
one?
Your questions.
I think that'd be really awkward the next time we talk to him.
Do you remember the one time we texted Vinny live on the show to ask him if one arm was longer than the other because somebody claimed that based on their own shoulder surgery?
That's less weird than the question about.
You can get away with asking Vinny, I think.
Yeah, and Vinny, different relationship. Different personality.
That was a fun interview. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
different
great.
Personality.
Let me ask.
You got to read the room.
Wait, you're texting him right now.
Do you shave your arms?
He's going to be like, what are you talking
about? Why are you texting me this?
He'll answer.
Most of the time,
he'll
I
respond.
Text him some
this
weird stuff sometimes.
He'll respond back.
This is
great. He's going to say no, and then he's gonna be like, why are you asking?
He's got glorious hair right now. He's leaned all the way into
the
curls.
He's like letting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full flow. Mm-hmm. He's got more mustache than beard or clean shaven. He's going with a whole different look. It's a big series this weekend. Like I know it's early, so it's not like I'm not trying to make it seem like this is do or die, but the idea that the other two AFC Central teams play each other that matter and you play the Twins kind of feels like, you know, everyone's going to kind of jockey for a little bit of positioning this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think so?
What's so funny? She just looked over here as you were talking,
I don't know.
She can't take you seriously.
I'm still waiting on the text response.
She's thinking about the text from Vinny. It might be a few
you
minutes.
Just, like,
my phone buzzed, and I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can't just wait. What if he doesn't text? What if he's at BP or something? I don't know.
True.
It's always
a good time when I come here, guys. I must
you
say
never,
that.
You literally,
I'm never bored.
You don't know what you're walking into is what it is.
That's usually it.
We haven't even got to the Belichick stuff.
Do you have to work tonight still?
I'm going to work after this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Royals are on the road. So are you, like, what would be the, I guess, sports tonight other than Royals highlights? There's no high school stuff going on yet.
College games going on. And then,
KU baseball is playing.
They won yesterday, right?
High school regionals. Softball still going on. I think we've still got baseball going on. State tournaments next week. So we got, you know, a lot of different things happening. Exciting things.
I guess that was the other thing we were going to, I forgot. We're going to play that audio from the Pablo Torre podcast here in a minute. But the other one I had mentioned earlier that I wanted to get your opinion on, because Alex has been on the dating sites before. You said you've never been on them.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were talking about it because this one guy kind of went viral for having swiped 2 million times.
What?
And only got a single date. Like, at that point, you got to quit the apps,
right? 2 million?
I said, well, how's he keeping track?
Yeah, that, but also over what span?
I think it's like years and years.
Like how many swipes do you get in a day?
I don't know.
That's
man.
True. If you
I,
don't,
is there like a rule?
Well, yeah. So if
2,000,543 times that only led to 1,269 chats that only led to one date.
Yeah, you can only.
So
swipe.
How bad are you in the chat?
Yeah, you can only swipe so many times a day. By the way,
yeah.
Okay,
you've
Vinny says.
Have some bad
Vinny says
ones.
Yes. He shaves his arms.
He shaves his arms.
Oh, okay. There you go.
He just said yes.
It's a baseball thing.
I don't know. I'm just going to say I was told it was a
baseball. Ask him, is it a baseball thing or is it just a personal choice? And then you can explain to him why you're asking.
So you guys don't shave your arms? Let's get that out of the way. No? Okay. No. All right. Cody, you have long sleeves on.
I don't really. I mean, honestly, it'd be kind of silly. Okay. My arms pretty much look shaved anyway. I don't have that much.
Okay.
Like, I don't have that much hair on my arms. It would be kind of weird, I guess, if I shaved them, you'd really know. So, no, never done that. He just said yes. That's it.
He didn't ask
doesn't
why you asked him.
No, no.
He knows we're clearly talking about on the show.
Doesn't apparently care.
You think he's listening?
No. He's in Minneapolis. No.
But he knows obviously that it's probably in relation to the show. I doubt he thinks Cody just had a personal question on the side randomly in the middle of the afternoon.
Maybe Cody's contemplating if he should start shaving his arms.
Yeah, you should ask him. Do you think if you should do the same?
At this point, he has got to be thinking. This is not the weirdest thing I've texted him. I'll just be
seriously.
Sadly.
Oh my God.
The one time I tried to convince him to do a rap part of a song was probably the most complicated. Because I sent a very long message for that one.
Oh my God.
Explaining what the lyrics would be and why I wanted him to do it. But I don't know. I'm guessing it's just a baseball thing. I said I heard it was we're being told.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Apparently baseball
could be background. It could be anything. You never know.
Like someone said, maybe it's because the gloves and the taping of your arms and all that stuff.
Yep.
Maybe just like the way it looks. What do I care? I honestly don't care.
Let's say it starts to grow back, is it going to feel like a
stubble?
Leg? Yeah. So maybe you're on a date and your arm rubs up against, the girl you're out with and she's like, ah.
I mean, I guess that would mean you'd need to shave it from
often.
Do you think they're shaving it, or are they
you're gonna get laser hair removal just for arms?
Or could they wax their forearm?
You could. It'll last you 3-4 weeks, maybe.
Maybe that's what they're
doing. That would hurt.
I don't know.
That does feel
looking
feels like
at
a
my
lot
arm. That would be awful.
That's a lot of surface area. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
You'd still have to buzz it or something.
That would hurt so much.
Yeah, it's they would trim it, or so you'd have to cut it shorter. Because if you put wax and rip it off, you're
is that the next punishment for you?
Oh my
gosh. We wax your arms gold.
That would be awful. I just hate it when you have they put the wristband on to get into
it, and they'll get
stuck in get stuck in your arm hair. That hurts. Let alone I can't imagine having that 100 times with tape ripped off. Anyway,
good point.
We're really coming.
This is important stuff.
Great conversation.
Then he says, "I'd say most baseball players do it."
Oh,
Well, he would know.
So he's saying that this is a common practice for baseball players.
Wow,
this can be your next story.
I should ask all of them in the clubhouse the next time I'm at Kauffman. I'm going to ask all of them.
And I wonder if it's a hitter versus pitcher thing. Mm-hmm. Feels like it might be more common with hitters. They got more. Well, I don't know. You got the rosin and all that stuff.
I think it's because their wrists are taped up and already or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Man, I was not planning on getting to
that. That's the investigative reporting coming to 41 this weekend.
We break down the important.
Are you doing anything with
the
Savannah Bananas? That's in town, too. I've heard
that's
that.
Happening tonight, right?
I don't know if you guys are going out to that or not.
We'll have a couple people out there live covering that. That's exciting. They sold the place out.
And they've sold out football stadiums, too.
They sold out Tampa Bay. Hopefully they get the game in tonight and tomorrow, because I know so many people spent so much money on those tickets.
The tickets
they've got
were
a
not...
rainout day on Sunday if needed, I think.
Yeah, okay, one of the players was on with Fesco and Dusty this morning and said that basically, as long as they'll let them on the field, they'll play if it's safe. It's not like the same strict requirements that Major League Baseball have. Although my guess is if they're using Kauffman Stadium's field, my guess is they'll be at least, they don't want them tearing up the field completely.
Royals come back on Monday. Yeah. I don't think that they want,
Right. Exactly.
I don't think they want to risk chewing up the entire infield over the Bananas
game.
Although it brings a lot of revenue. I mean, they do a great job.
Have you guys watched them in person?
Not in person.
Not in person either. No. I've seen all the videos and things like that.
I mean, if you have kids, it looks like it would be a blast to take your kids to, Cody.
The growth is what's really impressive with it. Like,
they were at Legends Field, right? A couple years ago. Now they're selling out Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, major league fields for multiple nights. And the secondary market on it's really, really expensive. It's tough. It's tough to get tickets to. So it's become incredibly popular. Well, good for them. They've carved out a nice little chunk of the market for them.
They're making a nice chunk of change these days now for all that.
It goes way back now. When did they start? 5, 10 years ago?
I'm not sure the origin. I know the ESPN did a whole documentary or quick in-depth piece on them many years ago about kind of their rise.
Like a 30 for 30, at least on that end?
Something like that, yeah.
Some version of that. Did you watch the Chiefsaholic documentary on Prime?
I mean, I watched it. I started it, okay? I was I was maybe 20 minutes in and I turned it off.
You were like, I can't do this.
I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
I will say, there were a couple of people in there, like the one fan girl. It made me kind of
embarrassing. Embarrassing, honestly.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's definitely obsessed with
you. But also, like, everybody that they interviewed, I get it. Like, it's a show, you want the viewers, you know, whatever, to be entertained. But it was like they were making him out to be some, like, hero that just
like we all knew who he was or something.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah, like, they made him, they like put a cape on him a little. The fans, not the documentary.
Yeah.
But the people who were like the fellow super fans, and then the one person who seemed like she just really likes super fans.
Yeah, she wasn't even like from here. She live on the East Coast or something?
Something like that.
She was like in love with him or something.
Clearly.
Something weird was going on.
Borderline, it feels like stalker behavior.
Yeah. I just couldn't watch it.
Have you guys had any trouble with like stalker? Have you ever felt like you had like someone you're like paying a little too close attention?
I
feel like you're
I'm sure she's got a much bigger problem with this than I would.
A few restraining orders,
A few restraining orders.
I want to hear more about that than my only thing is occasionally.
I want to hear about your mind.
Yeah, mine's not anything like that. I've had some of the same people send me DMs over and over and over, stuff like that. But but you have had restraining orders.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Did they send weird
stuff?
What was it?
Oh, so I've had some weird things happen. I've had people mail me clothes and shoes to the station.
No, hold on. Like new clothes and shoes or like
brand
their
new? Like they're trying to like give me stuff. Yeah, and
what
then
did you
send it back.
You sent it back,
Then I had to change like my Venmo account because people were Venmoing me money. Which isn't a bad thing, but it's like,
was
I cannot
our
accept
fault?
This
Was that
money.
Over the coffee?
What?
Huh? Was that when we did the coffee thing?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We made you change your Venmo account?
Whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
That's on us.
No, it's fine. But then I had to get a restraining order when I was in California. Some weird things going on out there.
In California?
I worked there before I came to Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you meant like separate to it. So same. In California, enough weird things happened.
Some
with
weird viewers that, stalking? Knew where I lived. They would follow me from work places. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So. Just know I don't play, guys.
Man.
If you think about following me, watch out.
You're gonna get a restraining order. That's honestly probably for everyone's
weird.
Safety.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, being in TV is weird. I will say that.
Well, it's weird because like they know what you look like. They know your face. They know, and like sadly, the internet has made it way easier for people to like you try to be careful about the things you post, but like let's say you're just posted like. Oh, I'm at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Now they know you're at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I posted that I was here with you guys, but usually if like people follow me on social media, I don't ever post when I'm actually there.
Smart.
Like I post after I'm gone because it just is weird.
You're not saying, hey, I'll be here at this time.
Yeah, never. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Or if I'm like at a bar or something and someone tags me, so I never repost it for everybody to see until I'm already gone. Just a safety thing, you know?
You know what? I hate that you have to do that. That's sad.
Fine.
But
great
also,
stories.
It is like
great
it,
stories.
Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were going to say multiple restraining orders.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh yeah, totally normal.
And it'll
like,
happen to
when's
you
guys. The last time? When's the last time this happened?
It would have been at least like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Good.
So
it's cooled.
Yeah.
It's cooled off. People are acting like normal human beings.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. That's good.
It's
to
crazy
hear.
Though. You have to like go to court. You have to do all sorts of things. Like it was a process. Isn't that wild?
Do you have to prove intent?
Mm-hmm.
Or like how many? Oh, man, that's such a pain.
Yep.
You can't just say...
Leave me alone.
Do you mind?
Can you just not?
Do you mind? I'm not interested. And like the clothes thing, that immediately makes it so creepy. You're like,
was it nice?
No!
Like, was it nice stuff they were trying to send you?
So, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I've had people send me shirts or, you know, just random weird things. But then I had someone send me a bunch of like Amazon packages that were like high-heeled shoes. And if you know me, you know I don't wear high heels. I don't wear heels at all. I'm always like in tennis shoes or something. So I was like, what am I supposed to do with these? Like, I just sent them. But they all arrived to the station. So like our like sweet lady Deanne who's at the front, she's like getting all these packages.
Did you order shoes?
Like, oh my God.
Was this from one person?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. They got money to burn, that's
did
for
they
sure.
Get the,
I know,
was this
and
the one,
people
like,
Venmoing me, I'm like,
did
what
they
is
get
wrong
a,
with you guys?
Did the person sending the stuff get a clue, or is that who you had to get a restraining order against?
No, that was not the person.
They eventually caught on.
They
that
just,
you,
like, stopped, yeah.
I think some people think anywhere on the internet is essentially an opportunity to be on a dating site.
Maybe.
Venmo, I can, you know, I send you $5, maybe
LinkedIn,
we'll accidentally
sliding,
spark.
Sliding into DMs on LinkedIn is crazy.
That's bad. That's That's crazy.
I do have one fun thing that's going on right now. I've gotten probably 6 of these letters in the mail to the station, and it's somebody that's writing me. I don't know who it is. I can't really tell the handwriting. It's kind of scribbled. Could be someone from maybe jail.
Okay.
Who knows?
Don't know.
But they're sending me a piece of paper that they have written 4 words on it, and it could be like charismatic. Like, I don't know, just like 4 random words. And I started saving them because I'm like, is this a puzzle I have to put together?
Like, he's a Zodiac killer?
Yeah, this sounds, this, to me, these are
McKenzie,
in my desk.
This sounds like, unfortunately, like, yeah, this sounds like the start of
so you got 4 or 5 letters total?
I think I have 6 letters.
And they each have 1 word?
They each
have 4
letters, or sorry, 4 words each per letter. And I've gotten probably 6 of these letters.
Any repeated words?
And they're from the East Coast somewhere, like in Pennsylvania, which who knows if that's really where it's from.
Any repeated words?
No. Okay. So I'm keeping
will you send
them
these to me
like,
later? Now I want to try to solve the puzzle.
Order, can
you,
right?
next time you come in
the first
studio,
of each one,
can you bring them all in? Can you bring them all in next
we
time?
Can
and
it
we're
together.
Gonna we're gonna figure this out.
Oh
yeah.
My god! Yeah,
we've got McKenzie Nelson from 41 hanging out with us here on a Fan Club Friday. Up next, I want to talk about Belichick and his fiance. Who knows what's going on? Plus, what Pablo Torre found out about the Airbnb. That's next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next.
Back here on Fan Club Friday, it's Cody Ingold. We've got McKenzie Nelson from 41 hanging out with us. We'll get into Bill Belichick and what's going on with him at North Carolina. Maybe also your perspective on, we haven't talked to you since the draft, and also just kind of now looking into where some of the national narratives are at for the Chiefs heading into the rest of the offseason and kind of that dead period for a bit before we get to St. Joe. And I know you'll be up there as well. Yeah, you can't wait.
Do we
can
have to
you?
Talk about it this early?
Yeah. No, because we're all going to be out, living up there in a couple of months.
We really are. St. Joe, what a place.
Yeah.
I just like, I've spent so many.
It's not even the place as much as it is that, like, I don't mind the
one
for
Joe,
when we're there in St. Joe, obviously. We've met some great people up there. It's for more just the drive back and forth every time.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't stay up there. They don't, like,
we don't either.
There's not an Odyssey hotel. We just drive up and drive back.
Just get a giant Airbnb, you know? You can move in your family for a month. No big deal, I'm
you
sure.
You want to live with my family? Or
I'm going to have a separate one, yeah.
I was like, you want to live with an 8 and a 6-year-old?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
For
I'm good.
6 straight weeks?
No, I mean, it'd be hella great content for the show. The content for the show would be, I think I would lose my mind after a while.
They had field day today. Classic elementary school
A lot
day.
Of schools are done after today. So a lot of schools, today's the last day.
My kids aren't done until Thursday.
Depending on what side of the state line you're on.
Too many snow days.
What school district?
North Kansas City.
Oh, okay. So they're done this week, but...
They're done next Thursday.
Week.
They had too many snow days, and then there was some, like... You know, the Missouri legislature can't do anything, right? I think they were looking at forgiving those days so that maybe they could just be done, which I'd be fine with.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're making them go back for 2 days. Two and a half days next week.
Yeah,
they got out yesterday.
I think Blue Valley. Yesterday or today. Blue Valley's
just
done.
Just Tuesday, Wednesday, and a half day Thursday. That's it.
Wow.
So have you been keeping up with this Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story? It's been going on for almost a month now, I feel like. Obviously, he's the head coach in North Carolina. She has been dating him for quite some time, it sounds like. There's rumors they're engaged. She has reportedly at times been maybe very involved in, not to say the football stuff, but definitely his media, marketing, the book, all of that kind of stuff. Pablo Torre has been doing an interesting job covering this, trying to get more details. North Carolina has disputed his initial report that they banned Jordan from being at North Carolina.
Yeah. Pablo's been all over this story.
The latest, though, on their podcast yesterday, Cody was listening to the full episode. And I guess Pablo Torre tracked down the Airbnb owners of the famous Airbnb where the video where, I don't know if you remember from, I don't know how many months ago or a year ago it was.
Yeah.
But Belichick walking out of the front door shirtless. Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
At the beginnings of their relationship now we're learning.
We were like, what is he doing? Yeah. I remember that.
And so Pablo Torre got a hold of the owners.
Yeah. And this clip is definitely worth hearing when you hear the Airbnb owners talk about this experience.
As a new host, as you now learn through her experience with me, she's very friendly. And she offered the same courtesy to Jordan Hudson.
As a new host, I tried to make it a point to meet people and I couldn't meet her right when she arrived. So I came in and I'd come off the golf course and we were just chatting about different things. And that's when she said that she wanted to know how far Danvers was. And I was like, oh, are you getting married? She's like, no, I compete in pageants. And I said, well, we're members at the golf course. You should come play with us. You know, my friends have clubs, they can lend you.
She said she played.
And she also said she prefers a men's senior shaft. So I just sort of didn't really think much about that until later.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Am I Team Jordan?
This is Katie Nolan.
Wait a second.
This is a golf term I have learned.
I mean, a men's senior shaft. Now, may I ask, because I just like to ruin your day.
Yeah.
This is, at this point, does this woman know, at the point that Jordan is saying that she prefers a men's senior, does she know that her guest with her there is Bill Belichick?
I am so glad you asked that question.
Yes, finally.
We saw the ring video in the morning, not knowing who this was, but it was an older gentleman with a very young woman who checked in the night before, and a car parked up where it said no parking was like worrisome to us that this is going to shut us down. We need to make sure that they know registered guests cannot.
She said, she's with this creepy old guy. It's either her relative or a drug dealer was the first thing because of the age discrepancy. Remember you go, must be a freaking coke dealer. And I was like, what? Come on.
Crazy.
So that was her first reaction. And then I started looking, I'm like, that does look like Belichick. And then I saw the walk and the hunch he had, because they were doing OTAs, so he had the farmer's tan going.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta be honest, she was making those jokes early on.
Oh,
she was comfortable from jump.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do you think, what's your,
there's
like, what's your,
engaged,
what's,
right?
Yeah, do you think they're engaged? How do you think they met? What's your reaction to this whole thing that's been going on for a month plus, at least?
I've been trying to figure this out. Like, where would they have crossed paths? Where, you know.
They claim to have met on a flight.
On a flight. Okay. I don't think I knew that.
That's what they claim.
I don't know if they're engaged.
There's just a rumor.
But I could see if they are engaged, they would definitely not want people to know because everybody's been very vocal about their relationship. But, I mean, I mean, who wouldn't be, I guess?
Yeah. What's the age range for you, Gold? What's the youngest person you would date? What's the oldest person you would date?
I think 27 to 38-ish.
Okay. Is that similar for you, Mackenzie?
Yeah, I've just turned 33, probably 38 to 28.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are in a very similar range.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, is it? Because like there is like, because I said the stat yesterday on this that made me feel, or 2 days ago, that his age discrepancy is closer to the Titanic sinking than Jordan. And I'm like, I mean, come on.
He's older than her parents.
Yeah. By quite a bit.
Yeah. Like, he could be quite a bit older.
Yes. And he's quite a bit older than his father. The report, his maybe future father-in-law.
There's a lot of theories out there because people looked up and found out, like, all of a sudden she now, you know, supposedly has, like, $8 million worth of real estate.
That's a wild story.
Her family doesn't necessarily come from a ton of money. It sounds like her mom's, like, what, she owns a sex museum or something?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Makes sense. The whole story, yeah. She obviously likes a certain type of golf club, McKenzie as well.
Not the first older man that she's dated, right? The guy that she dated before Bill Belichick was like 70 or something.
So she does. She does like a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, I don't know if you guys saw, but the interview, I think it was maybe CBS did the interview with him, and she was like off to the side, and they were asking how, you know, they met. And she was like, we're not going to touch that topic. Yep.
Yeah, so
and
awkward.
Like just shut down the interview, and then you know CBS was talking about it afterwards. I'm like, oh my god.
And then Belichick was on with Strahan like last Friday or something, I think, on Good Morning America or something as well. And Michael Strahan's like, you know, a lot of people are talking about you and Jordy. He's like, you know, Michael, we're not going to talk about my personal life or whatever. And then he's like, well, are you happy? And he's like, yeah, I am. And that was all. That's all he would say.
Okay.
That's all he would say. Belichick's happy. You know, that's all that matters.
Maybe we all need to not be
so sour on love. They can find love in their. I'm not a good person to speak Someone on, and says, I've been married to my wife forever.
People think that this Jordan girl maybe has interesting career decisions and path in her life. I don't know. That's all that stuff.
If I told you guys I was dating a 70-year-old, what would you say?
I would judge you. I wouldn't. To your face, right? I probably wouldn't say it.
I would say,
Because I've known you a long time, and I try to be polite, but I would be like, to the people close to you, I might message Daisha and say, is she okay?
Is she
okay? We would say, are you okay?
Is McKenzie okay? Is everything fine?
I would also say, he must be loaded.
Oh my god!
I would say, what business did he used to own?
Yeah, how much money does he make?
That's what I would be thinking immediately.
Are you jaded by love? Is it? Are you guys officially jaded?
Oh yeah, like
a thousand percent.
No, like I don't even have to hesitate with that. But no, the weirdest thing that I think about is when I see like the photos. You know, Jordan will post, or just remember the Halloween photo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever.
The beach one with, like, the airplane. The mermaid that made me really uncomfortable, but yeah.
But, like, think of, like, okay, family dinner, meeting your family for the first time, and you bring home 70-year-old.
Oh, that's why...
So weird, right?
Is it Belichick's sister or whatever? Whoever, yeah. Who's... Yeah, like, that whole thing's...
I think so.
That would happen in any circumstance that if your dad, I guess, in this is dating somebody younger
Families
than you.
Families are always going to be protective, but just imagine it to that extreme. Like, no matter how, like, you brought a new boyfriend to meet your dad for dinner, he would automatically be judgmental. He'd be cautious. He'd be, like, trying to protect you a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. He'd already be leery. If he was 40 years your senior, the vibe is very different.
Yeah, if he was older than my dad, that's uncomfortable for everyone, I think. My dad would be like, okay, can I still ground you at age 33? I don't know.
What are the rules on this? He still helps you a lot, doesn't he? Didn't you say your dad always like helps you around the house and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like as far as like you got projects?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he renovated my house when I bought it. And I mean, if I need something like put up or built in my house, again. God, I gotta stop calling him so much.
No, it's good. I need tips from you. I'd like to be that kind of dad. I'd like to be the kind of dad that my kids think I'd still help
them. It's funny now because I'm like, oh, I want to do some landscaping, or like, how much dirt do I need? And he'll send me something, and I'm like, I have no idea what you just said. And then he'll just send me like thumbs up, like, got it. I'll handle it. I'm like, okay, great.
Thank you.
Like cubic yards, and I'm like, you're speaking another language. Just can you?
I mean,
it?
In fairness, the mulch bags do say the cubic yards on the bag. So if he said 200 cubic yards. Which I no way you need that.
Okay,
much,
Cody. All right, Cody.
It's on the bag.
All right, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am a 40-year-old dad.
You are.
This is not an insult. I'm a 40-year-old dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a fact about me. I had to talk my kid from coming inside yesterday because he wanted to play baseball so long.
On the football end of it, everybody's trying to figure out because Belichick's buyout drops to $1 million on June 1st from $10 million or whatever.
Okay.
So people have thought, oh, maybe UNC will just say, we don't need this distraction. We'll just fire you. Do you think he coaches a game? Will he coach week one in September or late August?
I would like to say yes. I think he coaches the game.
As long as
are they going to get rid of him just because of his personal life?
Well, the concern,
because he's not doing anything wrong.
Based on Pablo Torres reporting, the concern that people have brought up is that how did this Ring video get released to begin with? What other scoop and dirt does she or somebody in her family maybe have on Belichick that could then embarrass the university even further?
I mean, the Airbnb owners are doing interviews now. Couldn't they have just leaked it?
Why would they leak it?
Oh, send it to a friend. You run an Airbnb like they outside of Airbnb. Belichick was just shirtless in front of my Airbnb. I don't know, man.
A lot of people can sell that too.
I know, but like if I have an Airbnb and I'm renting that out and I have a Ring camera in the front door, and
you're kind of ruining, you're probably breaking terms of service.
I'm renting it out and I'm then sending out video of you arriving at my Airbnb to TMZ. I don't care how famous you are. Mm-hmm. Airbnb should kick you off their platform. You shouldn't be allowed to rent anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because that's, I mean, that's privacy. Like, it's private information. That's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't I don't know.
I'm off Airbnb, by the way. I don't know, man.
I mean, you're off Airbnb. We might be doing that for Omaha next week.
The price per what they're asking me to
showing. They're
I'm
showing
in the hotel game. I'm back in the hotel game.
I feel like the cost of an Airbnb is almost more expensive than just getting a hotel.
Yeah, depends they tell me to like load the dishwasher. And I don't want to do that. Yeah,
it depends how many people you have.
Yeah.
Going with you. If it's just you, then get the hotel. If it's you got a group of six people going, the Airbnb might be better. At least now they're required. They're showing the fees like all up front. Mm-hmm. They're not longer like, $110 a night, and then there's $450 cleaning fee on to almost up to $500 one night thing or whatever. So I think that's better. But yeah,
I thought about it for Texas because there's four of us, right? And my kids aren't big enough now that we can't just share a hotel room. Mm-hmm. But at some point they will be. Like for her dance comp, there'll be a time when the four of us will be like, we're all too old.
Yeah.
And do I want to get a second hotel room or do I want to just get like an Airbnb with multiple rooms?
Are you guys ever weirded out by the thought of an Airbnb and other people have slept there, other people live there? Like it's just that. I mean, okay, Airbnb, hotels are the same way. I get it. Yeah. But there's something about Airbnb.
So
that
I'm with you to a certain extent.
It's
the same. I know.
I'm with you to a certain extent.
There's more people. Probably.
Airbnbs, I don't have any issue with Airbnb as long as I have the entire home or apartment. I'm not doing
it.
Where I have the private room and the owner's still there. That's weird.
Yeah. I did that when I was younger, traveling a couple of times when I was like in my 20s.
So that part, that's where I'm at on the Airbnb. But Cody and I have talked about this because he has had a coworker of ours house sit before.
Yeah,
and I've given them a hard time, joking, but also somewhat serious, which is like, I'm like, your coworker is comfortable sleeping in the same bed you and your wife sleep in? I'm out.
I don't care.
I'm sure you clean the sheets. I don't deny that. But
you don't have like a guest bed for
me? It's a three-bedroom house.
And
so
our coworker,
you're either sleeping in our bed or sleeping in a kid's bed.
Our coworker sleeps in his bed.
Someone was house-sitting for me and they slept in my bed that wasn't a family member, I'd be like, what are you doing? Get out of my room.
But I don't have a guest bed.
Exactly, Mackenzie. Exactly.
That's a crazy request.
I think it's normal. Man. I don't think you can sleep in the bed of your coworker.
Do you have to sleep at the house? Can't you just like keep going over and checking
that
on
too.
The house?
The dog that makes too. It tougher. They were watching the reason they were house sitting is because the dog.
Oh my god! You can't just like leave
the dog
in your bed.
Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I just.
Well, that's maybe, so comes from
maybe it doesn't
seven
bother
kids,
you as much.
All that stuff.
I think it should bother
rooms.
Kramer, our coworker. Maybe it shouldn't bother you. You're the one that stays there most of the time. He's sleeping in a bed that you guys sleep in, 350 nights out of the year.
Nah, that doesn't bother me. It's fine. It's no different than an Airbnb, no different than a hotel.
Maybe we're just weird.
Do you know how many people?
Maybe it's just us, apparently.
So. What's the difference between like one person you know or the 8,000 asses
it's about,
that's been on that
you don't
hotel
want, but
bed
you don't want to know the person. You don't want to know the person is what I'm saying. You don't want to know that your coworker and him and his wife were in that bed and you slept in it.
Also, your hotel room is getting cleaned. Like I don't know.
Constantly. I'm not saying your sheets aren't clean, but
I guess depending on the person.
That's like the Airbnb decision. Yeah. Like, okay, do you do this or do that? I just feel like the hotel, I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Wouldn't bother me on the other end either, I guess, in that scenario.
You're just so nice.
I love this. So, Mackenzie, I don't know if you get this a lot as well. So, anytime Cody and I disagree on something, and his involves like, his house and like with kids and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, well, that's why you're single, Gold. So they explain this is why you and I are both single because we don't understand why it's okay to sleep in a coworker's bed.
I'm like, oh, that's what someone just said.
That's what they said. Yeah. What?
We're single. How is that? What is it? Weird.
Hey, I didn't
someone
say
just
that.
Slept in his bed.
That's what.
This is personal preference.
This stuff I don't understand.
Let me just
I don't
say
understand.
That's not the reason I'm single. There's probably many other things you could say.
You don't think that if you went to therapy this afternoon, Gold, the therapist would be like, the number one reason you're single, not even willing to share.
Yeah, I don't think
not
that would be.
Not willing to sleep in a different person's bed.
Well, you shouldn't be willing to share, if you know what I'm saying.
I think they break down some other stuff first.
I don't think that would be at the top of the list. If you were just more comfortable with your coworkers sleeping in your bed, what?
You would have a girlfriend.
What?
It's probably not the number one reason.
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
Maybe we should go to therapy just to see.
5-8-6-7-9-6-5.
We need to see what someone says about us.
it's telling.
Oh, man.
You know?
People could place, like,
as someone who's been
bets
in therapy,
on what's wrong with us, you know? What's the therapist going to say about
us? That'd be some interesting things.
It's the stuff you think. Yeah. It's the stuff you already know about yourself. Based on my experience in therapy, you go in there and you'd be like, what are they going to tell me about myself? Oh, God, it's all the problems I already knew I had. It's not like a secret code. You know what you're up to. Unless you're a narcissist.
Oh, God.
You know what you've been doing this whole time. And not like from the single perspective, just the general.
No, I got you. I got you. Yeah.
What things I need to work on as a person.
Yeah.
So
you need to hear somebody else tell you, Cody, instead of
that's
you,
usually you what it is. Once they tell you, like, yeah, I know that. That's what's wrong with me.
That's right.
I have to pay you money for you to tell me what I already knew?
You know, but you were ignoring it otherwise. That's the point, right? You're like, I'm just going to shove that to the side. No one's going to pay any attention. Man. You know?
God.
You just ignore those problems.
We already asked
at
the beginning last time. Big plans this weekend? Anything for Memorial Day weekend? You going out of town? You just got back from out of town.
I will be in town. I'll be working, but also my nephew is turning one on Sunday. Nice. So we have a little birthday party to go to. But that's about all the excitement I have planned for my weekend.
The weather those are fun. They just smash a cake.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
What do they eat? I gotta buy something. Outing me on the radio. I hope Brian's not listening.
You got time? I mean, a one-year-old.
Is this Brian's second kid now?
Brian's second kid.
Yeah, it's her second. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Harper just finished kindergarten.
That's crazy. I remember when.
And Cooper's going to be one.
Desmond's getting ready to finish kindergarten.
So exciting. Yeah, kindergarten's huge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kindergarten's a big one.
It is.
He's very nervous. He was telling us, one, I still think he's in some sort of secret relationship with this girl, and now he's not telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Still going?
Oh, it's so deep. He was looking
at
He got the yearbook yesterday, and when we were going through the kids, he covered her face. He's like, worry about it.
He covered her face?
Yo.
He doesn't want to get into the conversation about what's going on between the two of them. So he's trying to like play it cool, I think. I don't know.
Did he circle her in the yearbook? Wow. I feel like when you're kids, you always circle the people you like.
He hasn't done any of that yet. I think kindergarten's maybe a little early do the heart over their face or whatever, that stuff. Might be a little early for that. I'm not sure.
Just hags. Have a great summer.
But he was already expressing some concern about it. He's like, we're not going to be in the... introspective. He's like, we're not going to be in the same class anymore.
No.
We're just like... I was like, calm down. Like, you're in kindergarten. You'll make new friends.
He's depressed.
He's getting a little...
Has he asked to be able to...
He was getting genuinely upset about it.
Has he asked to like be able to... like? I don't know, for you to... parents to set something up in the summertime for them?
He's always doing
that. And have you said yes?
Well, for the kids I know, sure, I'll reach out.
But what
out.
About this kid?
Oh, her?
Yeah.
He's not asked about her, and I have not met her parents yet, so I don't even know where to start. So
that's
with.
A no-go.
Wait, they're going to go to the same school, though, for first grade,
presumably,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But look,
you know, long I summer, think, though, yeah. things long change.
I don't know if they're going to have the same teacher.
I think things are going to probably change. Also, they do like essentially a kid draft in first grade, and knowing that they already have a on record history of being in trouble for kissing, I'm pretty sure that they won't be in the same first grade.
Your kid got in trouble for kissing?
Yeah, she kept kissing him at school, and they wouldn't, a couple of times, okay. And so they had to. Wow. He knows he's not supposed to, but he said, I told her she can't anymore. She still wants to kiss
okay,
me.
Okay, Desmond.
And then he
okay,
said, but Desmond. We're in love, so it's okay. And I'm
we
like,
we are in love.
Well,
wow. I love that.
I'll be curious to see if we have a follow-up in the fall.
I'm going to guess
I need to know if they have the same teacher. This is going to be big.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. Mackenzie, thanks for coming in studio. That's Mackenzie Nelson from 41. Hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. We're back at it on Tuesday right here on Cody and Gold.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.